Okay, good morning. Again, I also am very pleased to see so many people here on the last morning and so early. I want to thank the New York, New Jersey Public Health Training Center and the Sigma Theta Tau Epsilon Kappa chapter for their support of this study. And this is a study with a group of five people. We thought three would be here today. Ann could not make it. Betty Ann is over here in the audience, and we have no relationships, no financial relationships to disclose. To give you some background of our study, we started back in 2005. Dr. Christine Gebbe of the New York, New Jersey Public Health Training Center called up a public health summit in New York State, consisting of service people, public health leaders in the service center and public health agencies throughout the state, and public health nurse educators throughout the state. And we came together as a group and looked at service needs and educational needs. And groups formed, and our group formed to look at public health curriculum, what was being taught in the curriculum based on Quad Council competencies, and was this appropriate for the service area, what the service area needed. And our group formed. It was very interesting because we're from all over New York State. I'm from Long Island. Betty Ann is from Buffalo. Ann is from Plattsburgh. So if you don't know New York, that's the southeast end, the northern end of Plattsburgh in the north, but Buffalo's in the west. And the others were from New York City area and Long Island. So we did represent the whole state. Okay. And as part of this group, we've stayed together and become friends and colleagues for the past 5 years working on this survey. We started out first with a pilot survey of New York State schools. And we revised that and sent it to all the New York State schools. And the results from that showed that things like financial planning and the Quad Council competency was not taught as much in the school. So we decided to do a national survey. So that's what happened. We formed and we had the pilot and national. And the, okay, nope. Sorry. Okay, so the purpose of the study, our aim was, in the national study, was to identify how the baccalaureate programs integrated the Quad Council recommendations in the nursing curriculum. We examined a variety of demographic information, the respondents' sense of being familiar with the Quad Council competencies, and the use of the Quad Council competencies in curricula, as well as asking specific questions about the dimensions of practice and the importance of the dimensions and the evaluation measures. This included things like teaching modalities and the importance of the Quad Council competencies and how they should be used in the curriculum. If you're not familiar with the Quad Council competencies, but many of you probably are from Ashnee also, this is what they are. And for this presentation, we're going to focus on the financial planning. So our objectives for this presentation is to focus on the Quad Council competency of financial planning, to the use of financial planning in curriculum, as well as the leadership and systems thinking, the need for the teaching strategies, and the implications of the current gaps in the educative practice of public health nursing and baccalaureate programs, and to fiscally responsible financial planning as it relates to a framework for social justice in public health. The study was a descriptive study based on the pilot. So we had, we did a survey of the national baccalaureate programs. We used the AACN and the NLN list of baccalaureate accredited programs and did an online survey examining the curriculum of the programs and delivering the population-based concepts and skills. We identified 704 schools, and we had over 300 responses, but we looked at the responses. We only wanted one response from a school, so we eliminated duplicate responses. Some were partial surveys, so we eliminated them. There was one that was like a new program. I think one person opted out. One had no community program, or their community program had ended. So we ended up with 273 complete responses that we used. The distribution throughout the country on this map, we had representation from all but two states. One was Hawaii, and New Mexico did not. They both had four schools, and we didn't hear from any of them. But we had representation from all the other schools. And regionally, this is divided according to the census data, the representation from each area. It's a little, when you look at the number of schools that responded in each area, which we probably should have another slide for, it shows that like there were 45% responses in the Northeast and 45% in the West and 36% in the Midwest and the South. So between 36% and 45% regionally. So it was pretty much a national representative sample. Findings of the Quad Council competencies, with only 26% use the Quad Council competencies as outcome measures. Everyone had some sort of framework, but most used the core public health concepts. 44% used the Quad Council competencies, and IOM and the tenants were some of the other competencies, some of the other frameworks that we used. Now, this slide shows the importance of the Quad Council competencies to the public health curriculum. So the first grouping shows the very important areas, and then over here, the non-important areas. And just looking at this green one, which is the financial planning, how the others are pretty much up there, but this was only 34% thought that financial planning was very important. And interestingly enough, almost 10% thought it was not important at all. When you look at how the quad competencies were included in the curriculum, if it was a public health course, most of them were included in the curriculum when there was a standalone public health course. So, but when it was integrated in both, it was used between 8 and 37%. And some did not include the competencies in the curriculum. This is how financial planning and management skills is defined by the Quad Council competencies. At the baccalaureate level, this is the awareness, it's at the awareness or the knowledge level. When you look through this, a lot of them talk about budget processes and negotiating contracts and stuff. What is not specifically outlined here, but is important to practice and may need additional tweaking in new competencies is understanding the healthcare system, the ability to advocate within that system, and the allocation and distribution of funding, such as Medicare and Medicaid. Okay, looking just at financial planning and leadership in the curriculum, you can see that in the community public health course, 15% included financial planning. And when it was integrated more and both, but then there was still over 15% that did not include financial planning in the curriculum. We asked two different questions on the survey. One was to rate the importance of the concept or financial planning in their own curriculum. So what was included in their own, how important it was to their own curriculum. And the second question was to rate how they felt the importance of financial planning or the competency in general. So when you look at this slide, the 34% rated it as important in their own curriculum, but in general, they felt almost 50% that it should be included. So even though it was not included in there, they thought it was more important to be included than it was in their curriculum. And the same thing with the leadership and systems thinking. Okay, financial planning, a Quad Council competency, was rarely included in the nursing curriculum, either as part of the public health curriculum or the general curriculum. Given the complex healthcare requirements, the literature is very limited on financial planning and quad competencies. It's mainly geared to management and leadership expectations. The healthcare delivery system issues, entitlement programs, are incorporated from a clinical perspective. Of interest, if faculty think this is important, why are there significant gaps in student education in these areas? In this complex healthcare system, we're given a new complex healthcare system with the healthcare reform. This suggests a major gap in the education of nurses. And in this complex healthcare system and compressed programs, as we all know, the programs, everything is being taught, we need to rethink what do students really need to know about financial planning as it relates to patient care. Our experience as a group in teaching has had various different things. Our curriculums are all different and things are included. The limitations of the study, it was a self-report. The personal interpretation, the interpretation of each competency is in question. We do not know if the participants, when they were filling out the survey, really looked at the Quad Council competency definitions. Although they were directed to the Quad Council competencies at the beginning of the survey, we do not know how they interpreted the response. So that's a limitation. We asked, when we sent the survey, we really tried to identify the person who was in charge of the public health community program and to address, to answer the survey. But 40% of the surveys were completed by someone other than the person in charge of the community health program or the public health program, such as the dean, the chair, or the program director. The strengths of the study is it was based on the pilot survey. There was good reliability. We had an excellent response rate. The results were from the fully completed surveys, and we had a good sample. We had 55 from different types of programs. We had 55% from private schools and 45% from public respondents. And as noted previously, since 40% were non-public health faculty, 60% were completed by public health faculty. The conclusions. Okay, financial planning. Financial management and systems content appears to be lacking in the public health and general curriculum. Further need to articulate how the Quad Council competencies are embedded in the essentials. This is especially important when Baccalaureate Essential Number 5 expects the baccalaureate graduate to be knowledgeable about financial planning, along with the ability to advocate for the patient. More discussion about the discrepancy in how these competencies are perceived and their value in the curriculum must take place. This is important to ascertain, as knowledge and awareness of how to maximize scarce resources is a vital skill in a socially just public health infrastructure. Financial planning is foundational to solving problems and influencing policy decisions. The relevance of the Quad Council competencies to guide the public health curriculum remains a question. The literature shows a lack of common definitions, concerns that what is taught may have little relevance to the needs of today's nurse graduates, and show a need for global perspective on care. Much of what students receive may come from business management, which is not healthcare and nursing, and may be extraneous information rather than the information needed by graduates. The need to develop a set of essentials in public health at the baccalaureate level that are interpreted, that interpret the Quad Council competencies in a way that is measurable. We have found that that was a big response on a lot of the things, and when we've had discussions at different presentations, that the Quad Council competencies are not measurable. We do have some questions for future work. Is financial planning embedded in other modalities? What is reasonable in the curriculum? What do they need to know? How does a lack of knowledge or a plethora of knowledge about financial planning relate to quality and safety in patient care? Is this a skill set that is currently taught at the master's level? Is that a good or a bad thing? Are faculty aware of the relationship between this skill set and the ability of the nurses to be full partners in planning the future of healthcare, as recommended by the latest IOM reports? How can nurses be full partners in a socially just system of care if they receive a cursory education in these matters? The lack of awareness in financial planning creates ethical concerns in access to care and allocation of public health resources. Social justice and public health can only be achieved when nurses can influence national healthcare mechanisms. Knowledge and financial planning is vital to achieving this goal. Do we have time for discussion? Okay, one of the things we were interested in was those of you that are in service side, if anyone's here in the service side, do you find what the students' knowledge or grasp of economics, what do they need when they begin to work in the public health system? Or educators, what has been your experience in teaching this content? Yes?
I'm Cloud Ray University, a great nurse. A quick question, I think there might be some confusion, at least there is on my part, of distinguishing between financial planning, management skills, and leadership. And I certainly see them all as related, but see them as, you know, actually separate entities. And I know that I get a great deal of resistance to any sort of request for cost-benefit analysis from students, because, you know, if it's not clinical, it's not
right. Doing. Mm-hmm. And also from the rest of the faculty.
I don't think that they see the, you know, getting them to see the population perspective.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was one of our concerns, too, with the way financial planning was interpreted by the respondents to this, and the way financial planning is defined in the Quad Council competencies. So this might be something to look at. But again, you have problems with the students seeing it. What about problems with other faculty members seeing the importance of teaching something like this? Students, right? Okay.
What I've been able to do is I work very closely with the faculty member who teaches leadership. This is last semester of the program, the second semester, senior year. So as the students do their health promotion project, the population in the public health nursing group, they have to do a financial plan and budget in the leadership course, so that the assignments, although they're different, they're interconnected.
Yeah.
That's how we get it.
Right, and I think we have found that too, that's why some of the things that might not have been, especially with financial planning and leadership, were not included in the public health course, were included in other courses, basically a leadership course. Yeah. Okay. Yes?
Yeah. I think that, from at Russian, one of the challenges that we've been looking at when looking at mapping some of the Quad Council is to have to get into some of those other courses to see, you know, where they are, like in leadership or in, we have an embedded residency, and they actually found out that they are responsible for budgeting out a new initiative or something that they're creating. So we've actually learned a lot more about our curriculum that we had before in trying to map it out and find out, well, who is teaching what. But one of the questions that I have is,
right.
They do have stronger advocacy wording in those statements, and especially when you mentioned in terms of advocacy for financial assets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there thoughts to replicate with the ones Quad Council has revised?
Well, this is something for us to talk about. I think it probably would be a good idea, and even getting from some of the things you're saying now. The revision started after we did the survey, right? And it's really complete now?
So the council linkages are complete, and they're across the three tiers now, which is great. So it's clearly defined for the generalist, then at the mid-career, and then at the executive level. Quad Council is finalizing those, and should be out, I think, by the end of the year for review.
So it might be something we'll think about. And the other point would be what you're bringing up and what's coming out from the research is we concentrate on the public health faculty, but as you say, to find out what's in the whole school, how do we do it maybe with everybody? Yeah.